The Joseph Project International is a ministry in Israel that, like Joseph in the book of Genesis, is helping prepare Israel with supplies and things like that. And we have partnered with them to support the Israeli people after the terrible events that happened on October 7th last year. And as that anniversary is coming up, I wanted to connect with the founder of Joseph Project International. His name is Joel Chernoff. He's a longtime friend. He is also the CEO of the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America. And we have sent them a lot of money through Christian Life Missions, our nonprofit partner, that have been raised by people like you. And I hope that you're touched by my conversation with Joel. You know, God has used this, even though a lot of the people in Israel object to Messianic Jews, God has used this. And you're going to want to hear my conversation with Joel Chernoff today on The Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. Welcome back and welcome, Joel Chernoff. I appreciate you fitting me in on a very busy news day. Now, we record these podcasts, but as you and I are talking, we are glancing at our internet feeds to see about the missiles that are raining down in Israel from Iran. Tell me kind of what's going on, even though this is not a news broadcast, but that ties in to what we're talking about today.
Well, of course, you know that Israel has recently taken out all of the terrorists in Lebanon leaders, Nasrallah and his cronies, and a prominent IRGC general, which is an Iranian general. And on top of that, they have invaded Lebanon to the south and are probably going to push all the way up to the Litani. They haven't encountered much resistance yet, and they've been wondering why, but the terrorists are probably waiting on this response from Iran, which was, I think it's 100 to 200 ballistic missiles, which are now raining down upon Israel. You and I are both not sure what the effect of that is going to be. The United States is supposedly acting at the same time in helping Israel with those missiles. And of course, we expect Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, has warned Iran that they will strike back. So there's a likelihood that Israel will attack their oil refineries and or nuclear facilities, nuclear research facilities. I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. Israel isn't going to take that lying down. They've been expecting this anyway, and they probably gamed for it too.
Well, you know, before they had missiles shot and Israel was able to repel all them by something, I forget the name, something shield.
The Iron Dome, and then they have
the Iron Dome, yeah.
A second layer and a third layer. The Iron Dome, the Arrow System, and David's Sling, all three of those is tiered.
And so what is happening now? Of course, our viewers will already have seen the news, but then I want to get into what the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America and the Joseph Project is actually doing in Israel. But I guess the main point is that even though we're doing this close to the anniversary of October 7th, there's still a real need in Israel.
Yeah, tremendous need. I just saw an article yesterday, Stephen, that the tourist industry, which is the number two industry in Israel, has taken a $1 billion hit. And for a small country like that, that's a huge economic hit. And of course, nobody can work. Everybody's fighting. Most of the people are fighting. I should say many of the men are fighting. And the economy, I mean, Israel's spending a lot of money in this war. And it can't be good. But we know, Stephen, that the scripture is clear in Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against Israel will succeed, will prosper. God is on Israel's side. And we know that, and we're going to see this play out not only in Lebanon, not only in Gaza, but also in Iran.
Well, I want to bring people up to date because the purpose of this podcast, which was set before this invasion or this attack was launched, of course, was to give people an update because our nonprofit partner called Christian Life Missions has raised money for Israel, and your ministry is one of the beneficiaries of that. In fact, today I sent you another check. We forward the money as it comes in, and we continue to get donations. And before the podcast is over, we're going to invite people to give because you have, maybe you could explain it better than I am, but the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America has a ministry in Israel called the Joseph Project International that's given or raised about $20 million in humanitarian aid. Why don't you tell us about that? Because our donations with Christian Life Missions was a small part of that. And of course, you have many, many donors, but I feel that it's important that we at Charisma do something and the people who follow us also are able to help.
Yes, thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated, Stephen, and all of your donors and friends who have given. The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America founded this 20 years ago. It is now the largest importer of humanitarian aid in the state of Israel. That is the Joseph Project International. And since the war broke out, and I was there on October the 6th last year, when the war broke out, I actually woke up in it and was amazed. We were there for a conference, an International Messianic Conference. And wow, what a privilege just to be there and stand with our people and to see the Joseph Project International, because it was only 10 minutes away from us. And we were able to see it in emergency mode. Since then, there have been over 1,000 truck deliveries. We have several trucks that are always moving throughout the country, delivering aid to the poor and needy, and now to the terrorist victims and displaced families and the IDF. Over 1,000 deliveries and $20 million worth of aid delivered to those in greatest need inside of Israel in the past year.
And I think your ministry is so unique in that you do things that are not necessarily happening in the supply chain of getting these materials, often that come in by ship from other countries. They have to come in, they have to be distributed. Just tell us about this, you know, how the vision came, because no one ministry, no one organization can do everything. The Israeli government does a lot, but all these things have to work together, and you have a very unique part in the supply chain.
Yes, well, 20 years ago, the Lord gave me a prophetic word, which was saying basically that there was going to be a great humanitarian crisis in the future of Israel. He didn't say when, but that over 1 million people would come back to Israel suddenly from Eastern Europe, Russia, and that they would come suddenly in a time of terror, and that we were to partner with Christians around the world and establish a blessing on the soil of Israel for that time, even as Joseph prepared for the famine, as we see in Scripture, that did come for 7 years. We are to prepare for that time and meet urgencies along the way. Well, that seemed impossible because you know that they have laws on the books against Messianic Jews. And so how is that going to happen? Well, we took a step of faith, and by 2000, we started shipping goods to Israel. And we were partnering. Nobody else was doing this. We were partnering with Christian charities around the globe, China, in Europe, in the United States. We began to partner with them, and they would ship goods in, and we learned to clear customs, how that was done. We eventually got a facility and then a bigger one, and then we have trucks. And it's taken us 24 years to get here, but we've put over $170 million worth of aid into the poor and needy in Israel, and seeing miracles, many miracles, because we work closely with the government now. I mean, it's crazy, really, when you think of it, because the government has got laws on the books against us, really. But at the same time, we are doing great work. We are very professional. We computerize every item coming in off the ships, going out. And now there are 120 corporations in Israel that are giving us excess inventory and goods because they can get a tax deduction through us now. And so they are giving. So this is really morphed into a mainstream activity, and it's a tremendous blessing and a great witness to our people at the same time about the Messiah.
And it's been such a privilege to be able to partner with you. Of course, I'm familiar with your ministry. I knew this. And when the attacks came on October 7th, and we raised money, and 100% of what we raise goes to help ministry, and we don't have that kind of infrastructure. So we partnered with the Joseph Project International and a couple of other ministries. And as the money continues to come in to Christian Life Missions, which is a totally separate 501c3 organization that is a lot older than Charisma is, but we've just worked together and raised not the kind of numbers you're talking about, but, you know, several millions of dollars over time for various ministries. And I'm hoping that people who are watching, somebody will be touched. Most of our donations are small, you know, $10, $25, $50, sometimes $100. But we've also had some larger donors that were responded because they had confidence that the money was really going to go a long way. We take nothing out for overhead, and we work with ministries like yours that we vetted and we know. And I think what you're doing is so important, and every little bit helps. I know that you can't survive on the donations that come from Charisma or Christian Life Missions, but I think that we together we can all do so much more than we can do separately.
Yeah, this is a partnership between Messianic Jews and Christians all over the world. And believe me, Stephen, we are greatly appreciative for all of your partners in Christian Life Missions, what they have done. Every little bit helps, every big bit helps. And so we are your boots on the ground in Israel, doing the hard work, getting it all over the country, spreading God's blessing all over the country. And of course, it's a great witness for the Messiah as we bring the compassionate heart of the Messiah, the God of Israel, to our people in real deeds, countless kind deeds. And we thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I want to know what the mood is there. You know, the feedback you get, you told me that you were actually going to be flying to Israel today, and you felt a check in your spirit, not knowing precisely when this attack would come from Iran. And of course, as you and I talk, we don't know how Israel is going to retaliate. We do know that there's a lot of support for Hamas, and there's a lot of anti-Semitism, sadly, which is very, very hard for me to even understand why that would happen, because here you had these brutal murders that happened on October 7th. I've been told, and correct me if I'm wrong, but more Jewish people died in a single day on October 7th than any day since the Holocaust, which is mind-boggling when you think about it. And, you know, these were men, women, and children butchered. It was savage, but yet Israel is widely criticized. Thankfully, there are a lot of people that support Israel, and the United States apparently is standing with Israel. So just bring me up to date. Bring me and my viewers up to date.
Well, you know, Israel is a small country. It's 9 million people, and it is bewildering to them on the ground. How in the world did they end up being the bully and the terrorist when the terrorists attacked them, and yet the world has gradually turned on them and made them the bully, made them the bad guy? And that's
because they defended themselves.
Because they defended themselves. It's crazy. And yet the brutality of those acts against Israel would send any country over the border to put that threat down. So, yes, our people are feeling great sense of isolation, bewilderment as to how this could be. Now, the good news is that it is softening the ground spiritually, because our people are turning. Even Bibi mentioned God in his speech to the people. I think it was yesterday when he says, "Don't worry, God is with us. He's on our side." And that's true. We both of us know that that's biblically accurate concerning the last days and the gathering of our people physically and the restoration of Israel spiritually. God is doing that now. But I believe God is using this. He is protecting Israel, and he's advocating for Israel, and he promises that in Isaiah 54 and other passages. But at the same time, it is working on our people's hearts spiritually, softening us, looking, don't depend on the arm of flesh. Yes, the armies of Israel are good, but they're not that good. When you're talking about 350 million hostile Muslim Arabs, and now we're looking at the nations who are looking to boycott them with arms and do the different things. It's crazy. God is going to defend Israel. That I am 1,000% sure. And every nation and every individual and every leader that turns against Israel at this time, God is keeping careful score. In Isaiah 54:17, God says concerning Israel, in the last days after the gathering again, he says, if anyone attacks you fiercely, they will fall because of you. They will fall. That is a promise. That is a promise. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Yes, they will be formed. They may even be implemented, but they will fail. And they will not succeed in destroying Israel and God's purposes and plan. So we know 1,000% God is in back of Israel. It's interesting to watch this thing happen, because we're seeing God bless Israel's armies, reveal the plans of the enemy, give them almost supernatural success. I mean, Nasrallah was 14 stories down, and they were able to get to him and all of his leadership tier and this IRGC general from Iran, 14 stories under the ground with these bunker bombers piling in, and they still didn't get to him, but they trapped him, and he suffocated. I mean, all these guys. And that is unprecedented success. And the pagers and the walkie-talkies, that was almost a miraculous operation, how that came off. And just all of these things, watch out. God is on the move in the Middle East, and I'm confident that we're going to see not only a revival in Israel, but even our Arab cousins. In Isaiah 17, it talks about it. God is going to break the yoke of Islam off of their backs. They will turn to the God of Israel. That is going to take place. And that's another show and another time to actually line up those prophecies. But that day is coming for them too. But their testing stone is Israel. They are being tested. The God of Israel is pulling them into a confrontation to reveal himself to them and to Israel at the same time. Hallelujah.
In a minute, I want you to pray. But first, tell me and my viewers what we can do. I guess the obvious thing is to pray. Tell us how to pray. How can we focus our prayers in a way? And then what can people do to help? Is there a specific project that Joseph Project International needs help on right now that people can donate to? I'm going to come back after you pray with a word and tell people how they can donate. We'll put it in the notes below the podcast as well. But I wanted to kind of give you the last word and then have you pray for your ministry, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray that Israel will be victorious in this terrible, terrible war, especially on the attack that's coming from Iran.
Well, they can pray specifically that God would give wisdom to the leadership of Israel and to the military of Israel, and that God would reveal the plans of the enemy beforehand, give them the plans, and that God would protect the soldiers, and that God would use this time to turn our people's hearts, soften them. This is the time of the restoration of Israel spiritually too. Pray for all of those things, and pray also, lastly, that God will get the right people into position politically here in this country to continue standing with Israel. As long as this country stands with Israel, as long as the United States stands with Israel, we have a chance for another revival and blessing coming upon the United States. If we ever turn against Israel, we're in big, big trouble, as it says in the scripture, Genesis 12:3. So those are the things you can actually pray for.
Now lead us a prayer, if you would. And after that, I'll be back with the final word.
Yes. Abba, in the name of your son, Yeshua, Lord, these are tumultuous times. These are exciting times. It's prophetic times. We know that the storm that we see brewing and raging around the world is all about Israel. It's all about the physical and spiritual restoration of Israel and the return of your son. We know that. The scripture is clear on that. We just pray, Lord, that you will guide and protect Israel. We pray that you will reveal the plans of the enemy. We pray that you will guide the leadership there. Pray that you will give them the resolve, and supernatural miracles will appear in the war itself, that your presence, that you would rise up off of your throne and stand up against the nations, speak to the nations, rebuke the nations that are piling on against Israel. Shame on them. Lord, we just pray that you will manifest your presence in the midst of the storm. Lord God, in the name of your son and for the honor and glory of your son, Yeshua. Amen.
Thank you for staying tuned. I want to encourage you to give. Now, this is something I've done myself, and I don't talk about it very often, but I want you to know that last year I gave the largest single donation that I gave to any ministry because the Lord touched my heart. Now, of course, you've got to do what you feel God wants you to do. And each of us know that no matter how much we give, it's just a very small part of what is really needed. But I want you to give with confidence that if you give to Christian Life Missions, you can go to christianlifemissions.org and give online, and you can even read about the Joseph Project. There are several different ministries in Israel that we have given to, and we're going to do it again with whatever comes in, although what comes in from this podcast, as we're able to identify it, will go straight to the Joseph Project. So we hope that you give. Also, in the footnotes, you can give to the Joseph Project directly if you would rather do that. But the thing is that give to another ministry. But each of us need to do what the Lord has led us to do. Thank you for watching the Strang Report. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. Hit the little bell so you're notified when we're on live Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Stephen Strang.